It's great to have Boris Gray connecting with The Antidote. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You haven't always lived in London. Why did you make the move from Bulgaria?
Firstly, the main reason was to pursue my career in music and in international scope. And because Bulgaria is, you know, such a nice place, part of Eastern Europe. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, we have own language. And this is like a limitation for every artist and, you know, musician like me. That has a really, how to say, a limitation in terms of, you know, music career in bigger scope. So the main reason was to move in London, just to be able to sing in English and, you know, to work with really famous people in the industry, in world scope.
Well, I should have you tell me, what was it that made you want to get into music in the first place?
Oh, good question. Well, I started singing age of 8, and, you know, I was performing at my primary school. Then, like, age of 15, I decided that, you know, maybe I've got a very nice voice and would be nice to be, you know, musician because I like music. I'm really artistic boy, and I think would be very nice to me to be, you know, singer. Of course, it's not something simple, but I had the motivation. I knew that I can do it. And I've got this personal internal feeling that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was the reason. And my talent, obviously, because I hope that I've got the talent. And the combination of all of them triggered the energy and the power to start the career in terms of, you know, to try to be a famous singer.
Well, beginning at age 8, you've got a lot of experience already.
Well, I would say I'm not coming from family, you know, my parents, they are not musicians, but my mom used to play piano, also my grandmother too. And yeah, I used to sing also in high school, 5 years in gospel, church music. I was studying in seminary. I was studying religion in Orthodox seminary in Bulgaria. So I had this sort of experience. And I was a huge fan also of, you know, American solo music, especially Aretha Franklin from America, Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, of course, huge fan of Stevie. Yeah, I mean, again, this is like combination of many, many things, part of my life from the last 15 years. Yeah.
Now, you're sort of hiding behind your last name because Gray isn't your actual last name. Why did you decide to choose that?
Oh, yeah. Going back to the previous topic, I'm from Bulgaria originally, and I thought that is maybe, I don't know, good to have a stage name, which be more easy to, I will not make people start asking themselves, okay, what is, because my original name is Boris Mitov, but, you know, when it's Boris Gray, would be more like English name.
Sure.
You know, growing up, I was a huge fan of the George Michael. And for instance, his original name is Yorgos Kyriakos Panayotou. This is his full name. And in early 80s, he decided to change his real name to George Michael because of the, I don't know, same reason.
I can understand that. Now, March 20th is the release date for your EP, The Power to Desire It. Is this actually your debut, or was Boris Gray making music before this?
Yep, this is my debut EP. Of course, after that, I hope that I will have album. Of course, when I started making music as a teenager, you know, going to the studios, trying to make something like demo, I was singing different covers, songs of different artists like George Michael, Justin Bieber. I did try to sing Stevie Wonder, but he's really, really, really high level.
Sure.
Technical singer, I would say. He's just amazing. But, you know, when you really want to be like professional singer, even you are independent without label, you should start making your own song. It was a reason to start making my own song. To be honest, a very important thing is to say that in 2022, 2023, and 2024, it's really, really difficult to sign a record deal with label, especially major label, if you do not have personal songs and really good presence in social media, you know, many followers and some kind of fan base audience. So yeah, I just started to start for my own, and yeah.
I read in your bio that you're a committed Christian. Is your faith reflected in your music, or do you keep that separate?
Good question. I try to keep it separate, but I think that also somehow my faith, especially for my first song, Mayhas Ho, affected it, because if you pay enough attention, the video, the music video, was shooting in church. Yeah, there is some elements part of my personal faith. Like you say, I'm a Christian, open Christian. And let's say, yes, if you look very careful at my music, you see that there is some elements that still subconsciously I left in my song. You know, let's say the music, music video, yeah, the church. But you know, I'm working with my feelings. When I start making songs or music video, I've got the conception in advance and I know very well what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And for sure, as a Christian, because my personality, I'm a, you know, a guy who believes in Jesus Christ, and I want to be a good example as a Christian before all, and of course to make Jesus smile because of me, you know, the way I act in front of people and my music and so on. Finally, I would say yes, somehow I'm influenced by my religion making music.
Something I've been curious about is the title of the EP, The Power to Desire It. I mean, everyone has desires, but what's the connection between power and desires?
I think that, going back to the topic, that I'm from Eastern Europe, somehow I've got this conscious that, you know, actually, I think most of the people, apart from Eastern Europe, they have this internal feeling that they do not deserve international career, because going back to the topic that we have own language, it's not English or it's not Spanish. And this is the power, you know, which I had and triggered me. And many people and friends with I was growing up, they told me, oh, Boris, you know, what you're doing is, it's amazing and I'm really impressed. And not everyone will go and move in another country. We start learning another language, you know. And, you know, when I look back 2-3 years ago, I see that, you know, I went through a lot of things, you know, moving in another country, trying to find a good job and then start making music. And not only just start making music, start working with some of the best from the music industry. You should have this power and faith to believe in yourself together, of course, with your faith in God, but also to know yourself, the power to desire it. And I'm really proud of it.
I was going to say it's excellent, but now I've only heard just one song from the EP, and it's the lead single, Make Us Whole. You created a sad song. I mean, it's about loss of love. Something I find interesting is that you gave the song a twist at the very end. Because earlier in the song, you sing, I gave my heart and my soul, but it wasn't enough to make it whole. But on the very final line, you do make it personal by singing, I wasn't enough to make us whole. Maybe I should have you tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is the certain period to, how I was feeling at this time. Of course, it's a song about love and disappointment of love, especially between me and my, let's say, ex-girlfriend. Well, sometimes we feel like we are not enough to be enough part from this relationship. I think everyone of us, doesn't matter, you know, artist or not, look look for this love, this beautiful love, the true love. And I think, or 90% of the population around the world has this disappointment of love. Doesn't matter if this is early 20 or 30, we have this disappointment. I was feeling that like I'm not really enough to be, not because that I have no values, but because sometimes based on the behavior towards you from your partner, you start feeling this way, I'm not enough, maybe my partner deserves better man than me, and end of the day we have to be happy. But anyway, it was painful relationship, I would say, with lovely Christian girl, but unfortunately, you know, our relationship finished. I'm happy that I did manage to make this song with this feeling I had at this time.
Making the song so personal.
Absolutely, I try to be always personal with what I'm doing, especially as an artist, with my lyric. You must be very personal with the audience when you're writing songs.
Earlier on, you spoke about George Michael, and I've read online where you've described him as the best artist ever. So will the power to desire it allow you to replace him?
That's a really interesting question. Nobody can replace George Michael. I mean, again, I can't be really objective because I'm a huge fan. I would say that George was some of the greatest singer last 100 years in the pop music. But of course, nobody can replace George Michael. He was unbelievable genius singer. But no, I didn't aim to replace George Michael.
You've gotten off to a good start because Make Us Whole is a really great song. I do appreciate you coming to speak with me, Boris, and it's been good to have you on The Antidote.
Thank you so much for having me today, also as your guest. It's a really pleasure to be able to speak with you too and to be part from your radio today. And I'm really, really happy